Squirrels and Robots, episode 92. Thank you, Tyler and Zachary, for the donations this week. It's extremely appreciated and very generous. And thank you. Thank you! And thank you, Patreon people and Twitch people, for your continued support, since someone is now shattering their teeth at an alarming rate. That's me. Yeah, oh, God. For those who don't know, someone has been so stressed, they've been grinding their teeth. But not only in their sleep, but while they're awake. My teeth taste like enamel dust now. Yeah, so we're putting Pilsy on a no-stress diet. No social media, no negative news, no nothing. Nothing. But I have to tell people about work. How do I do that? Just post and walk away. At least for now. Yeah, that's kind of sound advice considering the state of the world. Yeah, because whether people realize it or not, depending on the day you get us, we'll read either all the comments or none at all. But after a while, the positive stuff, which is a lot, just seems to fall away and all you end up getting stuck in your head are the folks who say, dude, why are you still alive? Go die! And other assorted weird things. And then there's the news, the state of the world, and all that. I think the majority of society kinda has this end of the world vibe to it after you spend a certain amount of time entrenched on social media, be it Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, yo. We all know these platforms are all about profit. They don't care about truth. It's just business. I've said this before, but negativity sells, and that's what they're pushing. Okay? And hey, I get that. But the negative flow of information is just way too much for your average minds to process. You gotta purge that crap every once in a while. You know, the conspiracies, the weird imagery, the hate, the lies, the half-truths, and so on and so on. I mean, each comment and story ends up just building up this negative Jenga in your mind until everything inevitably crashes. I like Jenga. Yeah. So, I mean, at this point, we're just gonna take a break from all of it. Get some downtime from the hate fest that is the internet. Just chill, take a breath, and return when we're ready. Okay? We shall still post content regularly. You know, just letting you know that if we miss a tweet, or an at, or a post, an email, a DM, a PM, etc., etc., please do not take offense. You are all appreciated. We're just trying to de-stress. So, what do I do with my tooth chewies? You're gonna stop grinding your teeth or I'm gonna punch you in the nut, okay? But that's stressful! No stress! You're stressing me out that I'm stressed! Well, I mean, you gotta de-stress, mate. You know, what if you break your front tooth grinding them down? You'll be talking with a lisp and all that. You know, kind of break the immersion, you know? Dude, it's not like anyone can even understand him anyway, okay? Adding a lisp on top of that is just more inaudible icing to an already ear-shredding bowel movement that is his mouth. Wow! I thought social media was toxic. Yeah, well, oh, and speaking of, hey, this de-stressing thing also carries over to Twitch, alright? You know, because Pilsy hangs out with the pumpkin. If the pumpkin gets stressed, then Pilsy gets stressed. Alright? So if you're going to be a troll in chat, we're going to ban you. If you're going to be overly annoying, we're going to ban you. And don't take it personally. We just got to de-stress. If you like our work, and you want us to continue to do it, just don't stress us out. It's simple enough. Also, on a side note, if you're a person on Twitch, don't get combative with the mods. I've already given them free reign to just smash skulls. Wow, you're really taking this de-stressing thing seriously. Dude, I have to at this point, okay? Work is the priority. If I can't work, then what is the point? Alright? I agree with that. So, with all that being said, everybody, be cool. Don't stress. If you're feeling overly stressed, take a break from the socials. We've had to do that numerous times, and this is just another one. So, you know, a couple of days, maybe a couple of weeks, you'd be really surprised how refreshed you come back. Alright? And when you come back, you don't take all that crap so seriously. It's just when you're on there for a long time, that's when you start taking things too seriously because you've never had that chance to step back and be like, ah, whatever, you know? So that's the stage we're at, but there is news. It's weird. William Shatner was launched into space, but don't get too excited as they did bring him back. That is amazing, honestly. I mean, the man is 90. I'd be lucky to get out of my rocket at 90. Yeah, this is true. So, I don't know, that's pretty cool. Space is stressful. The new Scream trailer does not look like trash. Has some OG vibes to it, so hopefully it'll be good. Serial killers are stressful! Oh, God. The trailer for Home Sweet Home Alone, a remake of Home Alone, was released. The holidays are stressful! And the kid stuck in a house this time is apparently English? Question mark? What? Wow! I mean, you know, hooray for inclusion and diversity and all that. But, seems kind of out of place, isn't it? Like, it kind of takes place in America? Whatever. But it'll be the usual holiday comedy for the masses, so if that's your thing, that's your thing. I mean, it doesn't look terrible. I just can't get into Christmas movies in the middle of October! October is stressful. Elvira, Mistress of the Dark, is supposedly going to be in the Goldbergs Halloween special this year. You know, that show is like hit or miss for me. I like the granddad, but he died recently. Yeah, he was cool. Coney Can't Communicate airs on Netflix on the 21st of October, which should be a decent watch for all you slice-of-lifers. That's kind of like a good term. Oh, wait, I'm a slice-of-lifer! You know, it sounds violent, but you're into, like, these cuddly love stories. Shut up. But you know, I will say, I like how they kept the manga style for that one, you know? Because sometimes when they try to translate it into, you know, an anime, it just doesn't work. Junji Ito! Yeah, but it kind of looks good. Let's see what else. A remastered collection of the early GTA collections was announced, but not a lot of details, so who cares? And on the topic of games, a live-action System Shock, I don't know, it's a movie or a series or whatever, is in the works, surprisingly. System Shock? That is like an odd choice. It's like, who's doing this? You know, it's like Battletoads, the movie. Why? And on an interesting side note, a hardcore Marvel fan apparently made a 50-hour chronological cut of the Infinity War. The Infinity Saga, the Marvel thing. What? 50 hours? 50 hours? That's stressful! Yeah, apparently they cut all the Marvel movies, scenes, etc. chronologically into a 50-hour cut. So the films technically start off with the Dark Elves, as that took place, like, thousands of years earlier and so on and so on. Wow! That is some dedication! I would love to watch that, but it stresses me out as to how I'm gonna get it! Yeah, I'm sure there's a torrent out there or something, but, I kinda don't do torrents, even if it's Disney stuff. You know, damn your morality! Yeah, well, personally, I think this is one of those things, assuming it's good, where Disney should approach the creator of that 50-hour fan cut and put that on their streaming service. People would watch it. I would watch it. I would as well. But it isn't all good news, as That 70s Show is returning with a reboot of sorts called That 90s Show, and I can't imagine them churning out That 90s humor during that sensitive decade, which is the one we're in. Yeah, you know, 90s were a no-Fs-given sort of era, you know? Like the early days of the internet. It was great! Yeah, I mean, we can only hope that the writers know their stuff and take a chance with the humor, because, yo, the 90s were totally politically incorrect. But it was hilarious. People could laugh at each other, people could laugh at themselves. And most of the comedy was pretty decent, as it was wrapped in a lot of sarcasm. You know, historically, there were a lot of sensitive PC people back then in the 90s. You know, it's true. If you go back and watch media, there are always these, like, stereotypes that you see in movies and cartoons and whatnot, and they're all, like, huggy-feely type, oh, we should all get along. So, you know, the sensitive decade we're in now, right? I mean, it was always that way. Yeah, but they didn't have Twitter, so no one had to hear their whiny crap. Okay? Big difference. That's why you could enjoy stuff back then, and you can't now. Babies. Yeah, right, true. Twitter is stressful! Yeah, with that, we're gonna wrap this up a bit early, as Pilsy's stress meter is probably in the red right now. Oi, maybe we should mention that album we released. I mean, it's kind of a thing. October 13th, we released an album of dark, ambient, electronic, gothy type music, so that's out there. It's called Let's Get Dark, and it's on Bandcamp, Gumroad, Spotify, and every streaming platform that can tolerate our existence. Yeah, but, hey, if you're a patron on Patreon, it's downloadable there. Check the patron-only links, and thank you for the continued support. Seriously. You know, shouldn't we make, like, a bigger deal about releasing an album? You know, I mean, we literally just dropped an album, and we're like,
Oi, we did a thing, here you go. Hello, we got a promote. Promoting is stressful. My dear lord, mate, we barely told anybody. I did a post on Twitter, it's fine. But, oh my, how many albums is this now?
I don't know, probably our 40th or something. After a while, you lose track.
What?
Yeah, you keep track of your album releases? I mean, dude, come on, whatever.
What? You're not making sense. This should be a celebration.
Yeah, well, we're a little bit stressed. So, I've noticed any time we try to get things off the ground, be it comics, music, cartoons, or anything, there always seems to be some kind of catastrophe happening. But whatever, it's out there. Enjoy it. It's dark. Well, I think people got that from the title that says, Let's Get Dark. And you got that new goth girl that's like dancing on the cover and is a little ghost and whatever.
Yeah.
When's she gonna be in the cartoons?
You know, she might just stay in the comics. I don't know. Which we're still working on.
You know, people don't know the names of the characters.
Well, if somebody did some digging, they could find it.
You're really just gonna leave it like that?
Dude, we did posts. They can find it.
Did you know it's almost Halloween and we should eat candy?
Candy supposedly makes you fat, okay?
Does that stress me out?
It depends on your self-esteem. And dude, at this point, air stresses you out, okay?
Air! Where? Get it off me! Oh, he is so broke!
Well then, I guess I have nothing to say this episode.
Well, that's a stressful!
Down,